When ABC Jazz asked me about compiling a list of tunes for the artists in residence, it was a great opportunity to look back over music that's influenced me during my career and music that I've been involved in personally that's had a big impact on me. And a very large impact for me was playing with the band Ish Ish in the 90s in Melbourne. This is a band run by drummer Ronnie Farella, who just moved here from Adelaide. Ronnie wrote nearly all the music. It was Mark Shepherd on the bass, Eugene Ball on the trumpet, and Jordan Murray on the trombone. It was a really fun band to play in, with the three horns being able to roam freely without being constrained by any guitar or piano. And for me, the music had the essence of the New Orleans early music of everyone soloing at the same time, and it had the essence of the free jazz. We started off before the original tunes playing tunes by Ornette Coleman, by Ed Blackwell, Jerry Allen, Don Cherry, Dewey Redman. I mean, that was the spirit of where the music was coming from. But somehow the music had the New Orleans influence and the avant-garde 60s civil rights kind of era music, and it totally skipped the bebop and swing and hard bop era. It was a really fun band to be in and a very big influence for me on playing and on my writing. Drummers are some of my favourite composers. Sergio Bedazovsky, Paul Motion, Ronnie Farella, the list goes on. The drummers tend to write in a very different way than piano players or horn players. And this band, Ish Ish, made four records. We were lucky enough to tour Europe together, did many tours in Australia, and always had so much fun on the road, both travelling and playing music. This is one of Ronnie's songs. We recorded this live at the ABC Studios on an album called Waiting For It, and the song's called I'll Take That.
Thank you.